Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I am so tired of making decisions for my son who is 22 years old. Could use some advice from people who also have older kids living at home. That came in from Lori, who's had enough. Can you blame her?
No.
Here's
we
the message.
Can't.
Let me go through. I'm going to read this to you. Let us know what you guys think. 585-252-9800. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 22-year-old son stays with us. He takes one class for online college. And then the rest of the day, just play games, watches YouTube. We moved into a 4-bedroom house so that our 15-year-old daughter could have her own space and bathroom. If our son didn't live with us, I would have gotten a 2-bedroom apartment. We are looking into downsizing to save money, but every decision has to be, we have to make sure that our son has a room and our daughter has her own bathroom because she doesn't want to share a bathroom with her brother, who leaves the toilet seat up and pees on the seat, which I get. The place we looked at did not have a 3-bed, but they did have a 2-bed, but we can't take it because of my son not having a room. And I'm trying not to get bitter, but I am getting irritated because my son doesn't work at all. And my husband feels like since he's in online school, that's enough. One class. My livelihood and decisions right now are being based on my adult child, and it's bothering me. Any advice on what to say to my husband? Because I am really at a point right now where I am looking to find a 2-bed for me and my daughter. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Buying a bigger house instead of teaching your son not to pee on the toilet seat and clean up after himself is absolutely wild.
No, that's diabolical.
Needless to say, Lori has had enough of her 22-year-old son who does nothing but watch YouTube and pee on the toilet seat. And I want to hear from anyone this morning who thinks this mom, Lori, might be enabling her son. And be honest, what would you do in this situation?
Definitely enabling her son.
Right?
Sure. And like her being like, I'm just going to move out. Like, what? I fear that's not going to solve the problem.
No, probably not.
I fear.
Obviously, the dad's not helping out much. Well, you know, he's in school, sweetie. He does 45 minutes a day. An online class.
Literally.
Taking what?
What? He's like doing photography. I just don't understand. I get being so past a breaking point that you're like, you know.
So you're going to leave. You're going to move out of your house where you currently live with your daughter, your husband, and son. But yeah. Now you're thinking about getting a 2-bed with just you and your daughter?
Like,
sounds like a lot of stability
and then
in the
leaving
house.
Your husband?
Right.
Please.
What?
Please.
And these are her words.
I have a friend whose mom is literally a saint of a woman.
And
she lives at home with her 3 adult children.
Okay.
And her one adult child has a daughter. Oh, she's like, I'm out of here.
That's a lot. It's like, a lot.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get my own place. They're like, but what about the taxes?
What about them? Pay them. Jess says your daughter needs her own bathroom because your adult 22-year-old is too lazy to use the toilet properly. That's a disgrace. He needs to get a job. Stop it. Stop enabling him. Yeah, there's one. There's one that came in from
a job, therapy, literally anything. Truly.
Andrew says, honestly, some of these parents are too quick to kick kids out. Rent's insane right now. He He's taking one online class. Just make him get a part-time job and change the Wi-Fi.
Right.
Pretty simple, if you ask me.
He'll learn quickly. He'll learn quickly what he can and cannot do. I mean, it's... I get it's frustrating, but what she's kind of saying right now is she's not going to put her foot down. And she's just going to, like, succumb to whatever it is that he's doing. And it's yeah, just
I,
like, no.
I get, like, he is 22. How old were you when you first moved out of the house?
I think I was 23. Maybe 20. Yeah. No, I was definitely 23.
Yeah, I was 24.
Yeah.
And, you know, my parents sat down with me. They're like, all right, let's go through a budget here. Can you afford to do this? How much is rent going to cost if you move in on Park Ave?
Back then it was like $500.
You split it with your boy, Dave. I was like, well, we're splitting it evenly, so my half is going to be $310.
$310?
They're like, okay, can you afford it?
You're like, well, I work at the radio station, but I'm actually paying them to be there, so probably not.
Pretty much. I was like, all right, I'm barely hanging out of here, but I think I might be able to swing it.
$310 is crazy. That's not even what I pay for my car.
Yeah. So we split it and had this beautiful downstairs apartment, gorgeous backyard, walking distance to Giants.
He's like, I had a full house.
Oh, it was incredible, you guys.
Wow.
Let's go over to Alicia, who says, I don't blame her at all. If my 22-year-old was freeloading, and my husband was defending it, yes, I would move out too. Let the boys live together and see how fun it is when there's no one cleaning up after them.
Period. Honestly, the house would go to the dogs. Go to the birds.
Oh, God.
It would.
Not all men are just absolute.
I'm just speaking off my own personal experience. Every time my mom goes out of town, that house looks like a bomb went off in it.
Because your dad. And your brother?
They just don't care. I'm like, oh my God, do we need like a dirty rag on the counter for 4 days? I guess so.
Yeah, it adds to the aesthetics. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, I don't know. I think Lori is just, it sounds like she's frustrated. I don't know if she's a woman of her word, but she's threatening on moving out because her 22-year-old son is ruining her life. Basically, you had to spend an extra $200,000 on a bigger home because your daughter needs her own bathroom.
I would kick him out. Just get one of those.
What?
Or, like, I don't know the circumference of your home or, you know, whereabouts, but build like a loft in the backyard and either send him out or, if you're going to do all of that, you might as well just save a little, cut some corners here and there, you know?
That has connections to a couple of the Amish. They'll build something really nice for you back there. You know what I mean? Your husband's not
doing... tiny house, if you will.
Guys, good morning. Your husband is this Lori woman. Her husband's not doing him any favors by coddling him. He's not going to change unless you put your foot down. He's riding high on the gravy train. Yes, choo-choo, all aboard. Hey, good morning, guys. The best thing my mom did for me when I was that age, was throw me out of the house. I lived in my car for a couple weeks. Then I found a job, got an apartment with some of my closest friends, got myself on my own 2 feet. 20 years later, I'm a homeowner with a great job. Too many parents today are soft. Kick him out of the house. Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, there are single moms out there who are 22, who are going to school part-time, working and being a full-time parent.
Right.
Pretty sure your son, Lori, is capable of juggling more than one online class.
Right.
So
he takes one class at a time. He graduates when he's like 50. Like, okay.
That was pretty much the route that I was on.
Yeah, that's something.
My dad's like, I thought MCC was a 2-year school. I was like, it is, but...
He's like, oh, so you got 2 degrees? You're like, nope, just one.
Just taking my time on this one.
Yeah.
Lori, I don't know if you should be moving out of the house, but maybe having a very serious conversation with not just your son, but your husband, too, who's also enabling him.
This person says, charge him rent.
Change the Wi-Fi password. He can only use it when he's taking his online class for 40 minutes a day.
Pay to live at home, or he's on his own.
He's got plenty of time for a part-time job. He's not working at 22.
Yeah, that's diabolical.
Come on.
That's diabolical indeed.
What was I doing at 22? Oh, yeah, I was here.
Paying them to be here. We're like, we're going to give you a beautiful salary of $15,000 a year.
It's like, okay. Oh, that's a great starting salary. Thank you, guys. I got a lot of work to do.
Like, I can't even put gas in my car.
I really got to work my way up the ladder. Thank you guys for the messages this morning on this one. Lori, I think you know what to do. You got to get your own place.
No, you don't. Charge him rent or kick him out. That's the end of it.
There you go. Let me get my gavel.
See the receipts.
That's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy will be right back.
Construction is underway at Rochester's Strong National Museum of Play. Not to be confused with Construction.
That's right.
16th annual Construction is Rochester's Design to Build competition. And it began on Saturday at the Strong National Museum of Play. It's bringing together different parts of creativity and community, all for an extremely charitable cause. So 13 local teams design and construct giant sculptures that are made entirely out of canned foods. So it's all inspired by this year's theme, Cosmic Conquest, Rise of the Cans. Like I said, 13 local teams design and construct these giant sculptures, and it's really cool what they make out of this. They've been doing this whole shebang since 06, and this event has generated more than 370,000 pounds of donated food, averaging at about 35,000 cans in recent years. So not only do they play with these cans, they also get donated at the end as well. They're estimating about 40,000 cans just this year alone to be donated back to people in need. The sculptures will be on display at Strong through October 25th, where visitors can go and vote for the People's Choice Awards.
Let's go check it out and then get ourselves some nice chicken noodle.
Okay, but like, when is the play night? What's it called?
The Happiest of Hours.
Happiest Hour.
Or something like that.
The Happiest Hour of Strong.
They usually do it twice a year. It's usually, last time you and I went together was December.
Yeah.
Right before Christmas break. Yeah. But going back to these cans, I saw the pictures of them putting it together. It is impressive, but you got to have a lot of patience for that. It's like people who build art with toothpicks. One wrong move.
Not for me. Not for me.
You gotta have a lot of patience for that. But it is impressive. That's gonna be at Strong Museum until when?
October 25th. You can go check it out.
There you have it.
Okay, I found it. Thursday, December 11th at 5:30.
And that is going to be on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
There you go. Coming up next, my buddy told me something over the weekend that I'm still trying to wrap my head around. Apparently, when he was a baby, he got baptized. And it was not in a church. I got to get him on the phone with us. I want to hear if anyone else's family has done something totally untraditional like this. I'll share the full story coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Well, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to more. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome to the show. I want to hear if anyone else's family has done something totally untraditional like this. Shoot us a message or a call, 585-252-9800. On Saturday, I'm hanging out with a couple of friends, and we're at Fairport Village Inn, and my buddy Connor is standing there and just casually looks over at me, and he says, yeah, I was baptized in here. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, I was baptized.
Yeah, that tracks for him. I said, I mean, that's where he spends all of his time.
I said, in the bar? I said, where? He goes, right there behind the bar. I was just a few months old. I said, you were a few months old and your parents brought you to Fairport Village Inn? Why?
He was baptized in a bowl of Jenny.
I thought it was so interesting and out of left field, but, you know, and I hear another one of our friends says that her uncle was a pastor and he baptized her in a hot tub. I said, does that even count?
Yeah, what?
Don't you need to be baptized with holy water? Does that not matter?
I don't.
Like, does getting baptized with chlorine or a Guinness count? Because I've never heard of anything like that. But I want to get him on the phone with us. Cabernet Connors.
Mr. Moose, how are you and Breezy doing today?
Connor.
We're great, man.
Breezy slated on Friday night.
Oh, thanks, Con.
She did. We had
drop the link to my outfit if you want it.
We had a lot of fun at the fashion show. We also had a lot of fun on Saturday.
We did.
You guys are literally obsessed with each other. Like, get away from each other.
Well, you know, it's tough when two people connect and they have a lot in common, except the baptism thing. You know what I mean? Dude, can you break this down? This was so out of left field. You got baptized in Fairport Village Inn.
Yeah, absolutely. I did. It was, I was probably 3 or 4 months old. It was the middle of winter. My parents were waiting to baptize me in the summer officially in the church so all the family could come in.
Okay.
And we're just out to dinner one night. They knew the bartender and he was catching up with them, asking how I was doing. Just assumed I'd already been baptized. So he asked how the baptism was. And when my parents told him that I wasn't baptized yet, I think his jaw literally hit the floor.
Oh, he was upset.
Okay. As it has been described to me. And it was completely unacceptable. So I was in my carrier. I was in my carrier at the time. He's like, what do you mean he's not baptized? Get this kid up here. So they put me on the bar and he asked what my full name is. So runs his thumb under Guinness, comes over and baptizes me, Connor Sean Michael McKenna, which is actually ironic because Guinness is the holy water of the Irish people. So I think that tracks a little more than the chlorine.
Are you Irish?
Only a little bit Irish, Breezy. Just a scotch. Just a pinch of Irish in me.
Just a
Connor. I mean, you don't get more Irish than Connor McKenna. You know what I mean? But they really they did use Guinness.
They did use Guinness. They baptized me with my full legal name. And it's actually funny because, say 4 or 5 months later, when I was actually baptized in the church, the pastor messed up my name. So at the Fairport Village Inn, I'm baptized as Connor Sean Michael McKenna. And in the eyes of the Catholic Church, I'm actually baptized as Sean or Con Michael McKenna.
That's
Sean or Con.
Which one do you prefer?
Not Shaka Con.
Not Sean or Con. I think we'll go Con or Sean, not Sean or Con.
You prefer the one. By the way, was that normal? I mean, your parents were you're 3, 4 months old. They're just bringing you to bars, hanging out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was a good baby from what they tell me. I was quiet. I was cute. So they just wanted to bring me out and get me socialized.
There's a woman by the name of Sue.
And he hasn't left ever since.
He's still there, man. I was wondering why you were so obsessed with that place, but now I get it.
There's a religious tie.
There's a religious tie.
Right, it's church for me. I have to go there every Sunday. It's just church for me.
It's church, yeah. That's awesome that they play the NFL at your church. Sue says
your parents truly set you up for a very, very intense drinking problem. But I'm glad you're persevering.
It's an intense spiritual journey I'm on.
So fully.
Hi, good morning, guys. I know Connor's parents. They just celebrated an anniversary. Great people. Hey.
They did 48 years strong this year
at Fairport Village Inn.
48 years.
Actually, yes, at the Fairport Village Inn. We went out for dinner.
Do you guys have stock in this restaurant? Like, what's happening?
Oh, that's great.
I did have their wings for my birthday. They were pretty good.
It's the best wings in Rochester.
All right, easy. They're not paying for this. Sue says my aunt got baptized at a backyard barbecue. They used a kiddie pool. So you just get baptized anywhere then.
Yeah, apparently we're playing fast and loose with the rules these days.
I don't even think you need a priest, clearly. Look at Connor.
No, all you need is a licensed bartender and you're good to go.
I guess so. I'm picturing like Lion King. That's what I'm picturing. Like he did the little thing over your forehead with the Guinness, lifted you up, sang a little 1-2, put you back in.
Holds me up over the bar so all the patrons
literally.
Can see me.
Oh, that is absolutely wild. I'm
Some
trying to.
Old guy's belly up at the bar. He's like, can you move that kid? I'm trying to watch the game.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
sure, the Yankees are on?
No, fully.
The rules are yes, technically, you can be baptized almost anywhere as long as it's done with the right intent, in the right words, in water. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So there was no water involved.
Guinness for the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lake backyard.
It was Irish water.
Yeah. It's the water of the Irish.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you can. It says here you can get baptized within a bar. Okay, well, you got baptized twice, and this checks out because your parents are the coolest people. But
yes, there, Kevin and Kathy are great.
Can you get baptized more than once? Because like, if that's the case, I mean, I was already baptized in a church, like a normal human. But like, I want to get baptized at Lumos. Give me that cold plunge.
I would love to get baptized at Lumos.
Get me in that cold plunge. You know what I mean.
Well, I mean, I got baptized twice with two different names, so I think if you just go
no,
with
that is
name
true.
The second time,
I just changed my name. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Well, right. Connor, listen, great weekend, man. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you for this year's 16th annual Bachelor Auction.
What
yes,
is
you
that?
Will.
Should we tell
it's
everyone?
Be
or?
Here before you know it. It is March 21st, I
oh,
believe, that weekend. I don't know the exact
perfect.
Date, but that weekend after St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's great.
Looks like I have to change my bachelorette party.
All right, Connor, we'll talk soon, buddy. Thanks for coming on the
show. All right, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too, man.
I'm definitely going to go get baptized in a cold plunge as Breezy on Air. I mean, whatever. Who cares? It's a different alias.
Yeah, according to the rules, you can do it. And then after that, you have to sit in the infrared sauna for 30 minutes.
Perfect. Let it bake. Let it marinate.
98 PXY. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.